This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
On Joy 94.9, this is Sunday Arts Magazine and I'm David Hunt. Yes, we've been to the theatre. We spoke about robots taking over Chapel Street in Prahran. Now we're off to Heidi, the wonderful art museum and the wonderful grounds there. And they've got a special summer season happening with a lot of music playing in their courtyard. And what a great place it is. You can have a coffee there or a nice meal. And we've got one of the people involved in the music that's happening there. We're talking to Hadley Agris, who is CEO of Melbourne International Jazz Festival. Hello.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And look at you, CEO, Melbourne International Jazz Festival. How important are you?
Well, if as important as I can feel now that we've got live music back
yes,
in Melbourne.
Yes,
it's a wonderful thing.
And what happened? Did you lose the festival last year? I can't remember because so much else got lost last year.
We like so many others. Yes, we had to pull the pin on our physical festival. We were lucky enough to change things up and move to an online digital version. But wonderful as that was, it's no replacement for the real thing with a real audience.
Yep, you know? Yep, absolutely. Now, Heidi, this is the first time they've ever done this summer festival, which is great that they're doing it because, it's great that there's music there, but they've got the grounds and it's a great setting for it, isn't it?
It's absolutely stunning. I mean, I'm here right now and it is, you couldn't ask for a better day in a better location.
Yep.
Just a beautiful sculpture garden here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's just talk about, why did you get this important role as CEO of Melbourne International Jazz Festival? What's your background?
Previously at the festival itself, I was the program director. So it was a nice transition to move into from the programming side of things. And prior to that, I was actually at the Melbourne Fringe Festival, which was a wonderful and fun, vibrant festival to be part of.
Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely. The Jazz Festival has been going from strength to strength over the years, obviously the hiccup last year. How important is it for a city like Melbourne to have an international jazz festival?
Look, I think I'm obviously biased, David, but I do think it's vital. And I think, you know, the Melbourne International Jazz Festival is the largest festival of its kind in the country, and I think it reflects the strength of live music in Melbourne, and I think it reflects particularly the strength of the jazz scene in Melbourne. It's a wonderful country for jazz here, but I think it's a great place and a great city to profile it. Melbourne is the home of music, so there's no better place to have a music festival.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree entirely. Now, your involvement with the Heidi Museum of Modern Art, it's not just jazz, is it? There's a real lovely mix, isn't there?
Fabulous mix. I think we're on for the next 3 weeks here, this Sunday and the coming two Sundays, with some fabulous sort of diverse artists, something for everyone. And then I know Midsummer, another festival I've been lucky enough to work for over the years, will be in, and Songline, a fabulous organisation, they're putting on some Indigenous work as well, which may or may not have already sold out, but please go to the Heidi website to check out.
Right. So it's on for 9 weeks, which is a good season, isn't it?
Absolutely. I hope it's so successful that they have to do it every year here, because it really is. I know it's the first one here today, but it's stunning here on the lawn and it's perfect weather and there's sort of 300 odd people having a lovely time.
Fantastic. And what are people seeing today? What jazz are they experiencing?
They are seeing today the fabulous Solomon Cisse.
Oh, yeah.
And his band. He is an Ethio jazz master, really. We're very lucky. He originally hails from Ethiopia, but Melbourne is home these days, so we're very lucky to have him. And it's a wonderful sort of sound to kick things off here in the summer.
And what about next week? And do you remember what's on next week?
I do indeed. We have the wonderful Neisha Fitzgibbon,
who
I'm sure lots of listeners will know.
Yep.
So she'll be coming doing her wonderful, you know, brand of vocal jazz. And then the following week we have Alara Briggs Patterson, who is will be doing a solo performance on double bass and some spoken word and some looping and some really interesting effects there as well. So really something for everyone over the next couple of weeks. And that's just the Jazz Festival contribution.
Yep, exactly. And as we just said, 9 weeks of it, so lots to go by. And as you said, Hadley, just go to the Heidi website and you'll find out all the details on who's playing and get out there. Because apart from the music, the art's always so fantastic out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I believe the ticket to the sort of Sunday summer series will also get you into the gallery itself, into the museum. So,
right,
come and make a day of it.
Yeah. Hey, we all think that we're sort of really interesting people these days, but what Heidi was doing back in the day was extraordinary. That house up on the hill, that community that was up there with all those artists, extraordinary stuff that came out of that a part of the world, didn't it?
Absolutely. And so, you know, and the legacy lives on here with what they sort of do with the ground. Absolutely. It's a fascinating part of Melbourne and Melbourne's history.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. All right, Hadley, thanks so much for chatting to us. CEO, he's so important. Melbourne International Jazz Festival, which is part of the music festival that's happening at Heidi Museum of Modern Art. It's on for 9 weeks. Go to their website, check it out. Hadley, lovely chatting to you. Enjoy your afternoon there.
Thanks, David. I really will. I'll speak soon, hopefully.
All right. See you later. Bye.
All the best.
Bye. I love going out to Heidi. And, of course, there's always a lot of Merca art that you can witness out there. If you don't know it, look it up, check it out. But also you've got to go out there to experience this whole community of artists that lived out there and all the different stories you get, and try to go on a guided tour of the old homestead where they a lot of them lived. Really interesting, and some very, very famous artists as well. So something not to miss. So get out there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.